Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Teacher, Medium, and author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories of spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to know and utilize intuition to improve the quality of your personal life, and to improve what's happening all across the world. I am so delighted and happy today to welcome Teresa Chung, author of 21 Rituals to Ignite Your Intuition. Hello, Teresa, and thank you for joining us today on Healing From Within.
Oh, I'm very grateful to be here talking to you. Thank you.
Well, we have a lot to share. Your book is wonderful and very informative. Teresa, as listeners of the show are well aware, my guests and I share intimate stories of our growing awareness of life as both spiritual or energetic beings and also a physical life with enormous possibilities for creating or manifesting conditions for prosperity, health, love, and joy by simply fulfilling our birthright, which is to live with happiness. The key, of course, is to become aware of who you are, what life is about, and how to utilize your inner wisdom for success. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Teresa Chung, who was born into a family of psychics and spiritualists and who went to King's College, Cambridge University, graduating with a master's in theology and English, and is the author of numerous best-selling mind, body, spirit books. Today we'll address intuition from the simple way a mother may have a feeling about her child's needs and gather information about the best plan of action from a gut feeling, which have often proven to yield better results in decision-making than logic. We will discuss how optimism, which is very important, engages with intuition and how it can be cultivated. Teresa, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, or event that may have signaled to them or to others the interests, work, or lifestyle they might pursue as an adult. Because I know we are born with a soul plan and destiny, and over time it does become clear to many of us. So think back for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember?
I'm picturing myself very young, 4 or 5 years old, because I grew up in a family of psychics and spiritualists. It was commonplace to go to seances, demonstrations of mediumship. I didn't really understand what was going on at the time. All I knew was that oftentimes people would go into a service looking heavy, looking tired. Sometimes there were tears. And I often remember at the end of the service, these people would go away. Some of them were still crying, but they were lighter and they were smiling. Mm. And I loved that. As time went on, I didn't develop any psychic or medium abilities myself particularly. I had my moments. But I loved that idea of the message that was being given, that there's something more to this life than meets the eye. Death's not the end. You know, that I wanted to kind of capture in my work. I loved the transformation that I saw. Even as a young child, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand how people could cry and smile at the same time. And how that was beautiful. And it really, really, I can still close my eyes. That's why I thought a bit. And remember it. I can remember it.
You know, that's beautiful. I was born into a family very methodical and of the physical world. And I am a psychic medium and healer. And it was very hard for me to try to, you know, show them my talents and gifts because it sort of wasn't acceptable. They wanted me to develop my mind and all things of the physical world, which I did for a long time until
it looks like we should have swapped families because
we should have, right?
I was more drawn to the sort of the academic, the
researching. Right. Well, so was I.
Great frustration to my family because I wasn't able to sort of link in. I sort of had a bit of a block.
It's funny, but I was drawn to study philosophy and religion and science in a way to understand the bigger picture, because I knew there was a bigger picture and they weren't seeing it, the people in my life. So it's very, very funny. But you see,
I was kind of the odd one out, but the odd one out.
Well, I was also, but the thing is, we are placed in the exact situation we need for our souls to eventually remember who we are and what life is about, and to find ways to share with others how to live their best, most purposeful and productive life. And I, as a Reiki practitioner, know exactly what you saw as a child. When the energy is released and a person is lighter and there's a beauty in their face that just shines, it just radiates. And that is what I help people to see. Because after a session, sometimes I just say to them, look in the mirror. And they smile. And they see what has happened, how they've let go of issues and energy that they no longer need. So it's very interesting that you told that story. I love it. So let's go on, because we're talking about intuition. And intuition is a sixth sense, and it is a gift, and we all have it. And even if you're not functioning in the way that some of your relatives did, you are connected to the universe and spirit and understanding how energy works. So tell us how you would describe intuition and how it may be cultivated.
Oh, big question. Intuition is me. It's your higher self, the part of you that knows what is right. It's your spirit. It's just that essence, that the real authentic you, the one that often in everyday life we turn away from and we don't hear for a variety of reasons. And one of the ways to cultivate it is to allow it to flower. And that in the book that I've written, there are various ways that you can do that, because so often, especially today, life is so busy and so hectic that we haven't got time to tune into that inner voice anymore. And even if we do tune in, we're not quite sure what it's saying or how to understand it.
Yes.
We've lost that connection, which is our birthright. It is something that we all have. But sadly, we lose it due to the pressures of daily life. And this book that I wrote is a way of trying to return that to that inner knowing, the part of you that knows not necessarily what's easiest, because sometimes what's easiest and will make us instantly happy isn't necessarily the best thing, but what is necessary for our evolution, because I firmly believe we're all here to learn and to grow, and your intuition knows what's the best thing for you to do. To evolve into a higher and higher version of yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And so intuition is a form of ESP or extrasensory perception within us that can help and guide us. And it is an alignment to the universal energy or life force of creation, which flows through each of us. It surrounds us, and it is the awareness of all that is. Some people develop and receive messages by clairvoyance or clairaudience or clairsentience, but these are the heightened gifts of sensitives and psychics and mediums and healers and prophets. So we all have it, but sometimes our life path may not be to use it right now. Our life path may take us in another direction, but at times we all will be using it, even if we're not completely aware of it. In my book, The Living Spirit, I address this great gift of knowingness or intuition as our soul's wisdom, and I wrote, before I awaken to the awareness of the continuity of the eternal soul, the immense possibility for the growth of each person's personal power, and the ability to connect to spiritual energies, I did not know or even vaguely understand how to listen to my inner voice. Was this the whisper of guidance from a higher self, or a gut feeling connected to the mind, or an innate cellular intelligence? I now know the inner voice comes to us from our own soul essence, as well as the divine whispers of other souls to whom we are connected and wish to aid us from afar in whatever situations we find ourselves. So there
That's
it
beautiful.
Is. So there it
That's really
is.
beautiful.
Yeah, so it's getting beyond our intellect or ego, which I was pushed into exploring more fully than the inner gut feeling. And you went towards that, you know, also
Yes.
to answer a lot of your questions. But I am now aware that the ordinary mental thoughts are a little different compared to the higher thoughts of my soul and all the souls and spirits. So it's been a journey to differentiate which are my own personal thoughts of the day, like, you know, should I eat a potato chip? That's my own personal thought. Or a thought that comes in and says, go home now, someone needs you. You
Yes.
know? So yeah, that is the whole experience to learn how to use both. Okay,
Yes.
tell
Yes.
us, so tell us what a ritual is and some of the meaningful and intentional rituals to be developed when one first tries to enhance their already natural gift of intuition. Because rituals have, I have been involved in rituals since my first awareness that I was an intuitive healer and medium, and to develop more fully, I used many rituals to help me feel comfortable in how I could develop. So tell us something about that.
Rituals for many people, they associate them immediately with religion, and this book shows that, you know, you do not need to be religious to perform rituals, just as you don't need to be, you know, spirituality and religion are different. Rituals are for everyone.
Yes.
So first of all, remove that. It's nothing to do with paganism or witchcraft either. A ritual is simply something that you do, emphasis on an action. It's an action that has sacred and personal meaning to you. And it's a way of expressing to the universe that you mean business, that you're a person of action, and you're going to do something positive. And that's why I think rituals are, in a way, more powerful than affirmations and meditations, because meditations and affirmations are in the world of thought and possibility, whereas with ritual, you actually start doing. And I always say in my books, we all know people who talk a lot but don't walk the talk, don't
right.
take action.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a lot of us are trapped in visualizing, meditating, doing affirmations too much. And the universe thinks, well, actually, when you start living positively and doing positively, then maybe I'll help you.
Right.
I sometimes think that, you know, that there's not enough emphasis on positive doing. There's too much emphasis on positive thinking.
Positive thinking is great, but you have to apply
it
to do. It has to, it's married together, like it's two parts of the coin.
It's a positive action, something that you can do, and it's perfect for releasing your intuition, because the way intuition works is intuition flowers when your conscious mind is at rest or busy and preoccupied. For example, when you're asleep, we often, our intuition flowers in dreams because our conscious mind is shutting down. And what rituals do is they distract your conscious mind with the activity of the ritual, therefore freeing your unconscious mind, where your intuition speaks, to express itself. And so rituals are simple. That's why we often have intuitive insights in the shower or when we're driving.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something repetitive that we don't, you know, that kind of busies our conscious mind with the activity of that. Or, I've got to wash my hair, soap, or if I'm driving, I need to change gear. And you sort of go into a little bit into automatic. That therefore frees up your unconscious. And that's also why when you're asleep, you sometimes have amazing intuitive dreams, because your unconscious is free to express itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why rituals are so, the combination of rituals and doing rituals to boost your intuition is a powerful combination. I think one of the best ways to release your intuition is to perform rituals. Because you need that repetitive action to just still and calm the conscious mind. Because if you're not doing a ritual, your conscious mind is wild and trying to take over and filling you with fear and anxiety like it tends to do. And a ritual can just calm you, busy your conscious mind, and allow your intuition to give you the guidance and comfort and insight that you need.
Yeah, and you mentioned that scientists from the University of California have shown that
mm-hmm.
your brain is led more by your actions than your thoughts.
Absolutely. Well, we all know that, don't we? If you're feeling a little bit down, if you go for a brisk walk, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in your head, you're going to feel a little bit better at the end of the walk because of the activity. it has kind of changed your mind in a way.
Yes, because you didn't get lost in the energy of what was bothering you. You went beyond it to engage something else.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're distracted with the physical attention, and you're right. There is research to show that actually, there is research to show that thoughts can influence our body cells and our health and well-being. But there is also research which has not got enough attention. How much our daily actions and routines influence our brain and our mood and our health. And if you therefore look at key actions in your day and then bring a sense of the sacred to them, how powerful is that for shaping the course and direction of your life? And that's why all the rituals in the book are very simple things that you can do, that you do every day anyway, but you bring a sense of the sacred in it.
Absolutely. Now, intuition is a skill that can strengthen through intentional practice. Tell us how we can strengthen intuition and also the many benefits of using intuition in our everyday lives.
Well, first of all, the benefits. I'll do that because I'm sure everybody wants to know that. The benefits are is your intuition knows what is the best course of action for you. As I say, the best course that will help you evolve, learn and grow. And basically that's why we're here on this planet, which is to find our meaning, learn and grow. Your intuition knows what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the benefit. Your intuition will, for example, will know what is the right food, in a physical level, it will know what the right food to eat is. It will know what the right career choice is. It will know what people to have around you and how to avoid toxic people and to surround it. Your intuition will know the right path. So those are the benefits of intuition. Sorry, what was the other part of the question? I got lost in the benefits.
the benefits, okay. There's another benefit, too. Intuition is the source of scientific knowledge. Aristotle wrote that, and you wrote that in your book. And you know what it is?
Yes.
You know what it is? There is nothing that we do, that we create, that is not inspired by our connection to higher intuition or to the higher universe. Everything beautiful, art, music, science, everything we learn comes to us through intuition or inspiration and spirit.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Intuition is a little bit like a bird. You can't force it. If you pay attention to it, that's the first part of your question. Paying attention to your intuition, that builds it. And there are various ways to pay. Because like anything in life, if you pay attention to it, it grows. And the more attention and more you focus on intuition and ways to build it, the more, you know, you will find yourself in tune with it. And so repeated intuitive building exercises will yield results in time.
And people talk about, they talk about co-creating with the universe, creating miracles. What it is exactly what you just said, how we are coaxing it, putting it and allowing it and paying attention. And eventually, it's like in the past they said, what they say, people could change things into gold. They could make, what did they call them?
Alchemists?
Yes, that's it. That's the word I was looking for, alchemists. We're all alchemists. We can change and build and create some. When you see children with music or art, they're creating from their intuition. Their soul, something is going, flowing through them, asking them to do this. And they do it willingly because they love it and they're comfortable.
The block to it, of course, is ego, fear, anxiety. That's,
right.
You know, what blocks intuition. And sadly, you know, as we live in a world now where ego, fear, and anxiety is taking center stage, which is quite alarming.
It is alarming.
People losing touch with their intuition, and a combination of factors. I think a lot of it is the externalization of that, people getting validation from external sources, be that through appearance, through career, through relationships, through social media validation, all that. People get a whole generation of people who are looking outside of themselves for that sense of self-worth. And the more they do that, the more focus, for example, a young person has on how many likes do I have on my social media, the less they're focusing on how much do I like myself and where am I getting their self-worth from within. And it is quite alarming because we're living in a generation we don't know the impact of people who have grown up.
Many people are writing that about that now. The last 20 years, where social media and our children are immersed in machines, and it has caused a social disconnect, a separation.
Yes.
Intuition brings us together with all life forces in love and
but
positivity.
Also, if your life is ruled by your phone, and the thing is, intuition tends to happen when you're, like, if you're sitting on a train and you're staring out the window, or you're just going for a walk. But if your phone's constantly beeping and you've got your nose on your phone all the time, how on earth can intuition even get a chance? Because it's a very gentle, quiet, soft voice intuition sometimes. And in times past, we had more time to just
daydream.
See.
Yes, relax into daydreams, into dreams when we slept, and we appreciated the information. And when we saw some of the information that we got was realized in reality, we began to know that it was a tool to help us, right?
Yeah, and people don't have time to reflect now. You know, I'm a huge fan of Jane Austen, of course, being from the UK. And, you know, one of the reasons those books are so loved, the heroine goes to her room and she reflects for hours on the events of the day and takes her time to sort of process her emotions and feel what the next right move is to do, you know. And those days have, of course, gone. You can't go back in time. But we have no time to reflect and ponder. Even in times past when we would write letters, people would, you know, the action of writing a letter, you would be gathering your thoughts, reflecting. Now it's all text, 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 quick, 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 phone ringing, busy, busy, busy. Intuition is disappearing fast.
I hope it's not gone. I hope it will resurge and we will see how we're being lost in the machines, like that movie, The Matrix, and we will come to realize our human and spiritual talents, and we will retrieve a lot of this. I want to give our listeners an idea of an intuition. You know, many years ago when I was first starting my Reiki energy healing practice, there was a young woman at the desk who used to take money after a session, and a sum of money had accumulated. And one day I walked in, and a thought flew through my head, take the money now. Well, I had my mind on the work schedule of the day, and I just simply ignored that thought. So the next day, the girl was gone. She had been fired by the other people in the office. And when I went back to my envelope, only a few dollars were left. There was hundreds of dollars missing. So I learned a lesson that day to pay attention to these intuitive thoughts and act. Do not procrastinate. And this shows us what intuition is. And Teresa, you wrote this. Intuition is your connection to something deeply wise within you that leads you to make decisions based on your highest level of good judgment. It provides you with valuable insights about yourself, your life, the people you interact with, and the situations you encounter. It is not a moral compass or a supreme authority about what is absolutely right and wrong for everyone, but it does provide a sense of what is right for you and what isn't going to be in your best interest. So this is what we must return to. We cannot let this go, because the trouble is intuition is so hard to identify, but once you do, like once I did identify through that mistake, I learned a big lesson. I've never done that again. That was like 20 years ago. So we want people out there listening to this to know that you must use this gift of intuition. It's part of you. It's your divine essence. It's the energy that connects you to this reality in our physical life and the reality beyond this physical life, which is that consciousness survives physical death, because you're really energy, and all this is connected to the energy that we come from and return to. So, so we're going to hold on. We're going to actually not hold on. We're going to retrieve it. We're going to spend the next maybe 20 years helping people retrieve what has been lost over the last 20 years. And I know it's going to happen. So as an intuitive,
I know
it's going to happen.
A lot of people don't know how to recognize their intuition. And I talk a lot about in the book, how do you know whether it's anxiety or fear? or even if it's wishful thinking. And there are ways of knowing. Intuition tends to encourage you to take action. That's why your story is great.
Mm-hmm.
An intuition tends to come out of nowhere. It's often not premeditated. I mean, it's very hard. It just sort of pops into your mind.
Yes, it pops.
And you just have this knowing, and it wants you to take some kind of action. If something pops into your mind and it traps you in indecision and you, with no clear course of action, it doesn't tend to be intuition, it tends to be anxiety. Intuition also tends to be positive and to build you up and to consider what's in the best interests of not just you but everyone, whereas anxiety, again, will pull you down, be very harsh and self-critical,
mm-hmm.
and have endless explanations that rush around in your head. Intuition tends to be very few words. It's just a simple knowing, and without endless explanation is not required. So those are ways of telling the difference between intuition and anxiety. And also with positive, if sometimes you just, like, if you enter the lottery and you think, I'm going to win it this time, that is wishful thinking. And you know the difference, because there's no basis in reality or facts for that at all. Because intuition is quite sensible as well. It's something that it wants you to do, which makes sense.
I was just thinking that at the same time. It's practical.
Yeah, it is. It's highly practical.
Well, and beneficial for your own well-being. So we want
people to start to listen.
People
lived in jungles or in tribal cultures. They wouldn't question an intuition which said get up and run, because they would know that it would be because there was a predator. It makes absolute practical sense, and that's where our intuition, that sense that we have, goes right back to ancient times when we needed it for our survival.
Well, it's always been there, and it will always be there. So what would you like readers to take away with them after reading 21 Rituals to Ignite Your Intuition?
I'd like them to especially pay attention to their dreams, because I've written many books about dreams, and I think dreams are one of the most neglected resources for personal transformation that we have. There's so much intuitive insight in our dreams. That's one ritual I'd love them to do. And another ritual is also I was talking about phones and computers and
mm-hmm.
social media and all that. Take some time off it each day. It has become an addiction for many people.
Yes.
Your intuition is not going to thrive as long as your phone is your master.
Mm-hmm.
Show the universe that the phone isn't who you are. You're bigger than that. And
I was very happy recently. My son-in-law said to my granddaughters, he has four girls, and he said, we're not going to use your cell phones and everything after dinner. And he's always constantly, yes,
mm-hmm.
I was so proud of him. I said, oh, that is just the right thing to, because he's always on it himself. So.
Well, the trouble is, there will be a panic, and I've noticed that when you ask people to do it, there is, because you've got so addicted to it and so used to it, you feel absolutely like they've lost an arm. There's going to be that initial, it's going to be like we need to withdraw, have a withdrawal time.
I shut mine off a lot, and I know anyone who needs to get to me will leave a message. Mine is off a lot of the day.
Anything that we think is urgent often is.
And I'm not busy. I'm not busy going to Facebook very much either anymore. Because it's redundant. It's just redundant, and people are posting things, some of it not pleasant. And so, I'm not that into that anymore either.
Do you want your life to be an endless scroll, or do you want it to be a time when you learn about yourself and enrich your life and enrich the lives of others? You can't do that when you're glued to a phone or a screen all the time. But I wouldn't say it's negative. It's completely negative.
No. It's an amazing
way to connect and learn.
Yes.
There's so much you can learn online, but just make it productive, and then have time. Just have some time to be quiet and still.
Right.
And because that's when intuition's going to pop into your mind. It can't compete with modern technology. It really can't. It struggles. It struggles to be heard. And that's why, most of the time people are having intuitive insights in their dreams, because that's the one time when they're away from it all. But then
well,
people forget their dreams. They don't bother with them. They don't think they're important, and that is so sad. Your dreams are your spirit talking to you. In a symbolic language, people find dreams difficult to understand, but it's because they speak to you in the language of symbols. It's a different language, and you need to learn your own personal symbols, because when you dream, for example, I love dogs and cats, so if I dream about dogs and cats, it's a very positive sign, but somebody who's fearful of them, it will be a different image if they dream.
Well, even if someone who's fearful of them dreams about it, maybe it is a way for them to overcome that fear and to
exactly.
see that there
exactly.
is beauty and a good reality possible if they can overcome that. So, yes, I would think we're going to encourage people to pay attention to what thoughts pop into their head during the day, to their dreams, and to utilize
feelings,
and to utilize the tools of technology wisely. I want to thank you, Teresa Chung, author of 21 Rituals to Ignite Your Intuition, for sharing a clear understanding of the nature of intuition, the benefits, and the ways to begin to heighten and grow intuition, which is a very important tool for advancing personal goals for greater health, prosperity, and happiness. For more information and to purchase this book, go to Teresa, that's Theresa Chung, Cheung.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have explored the inner world of intuition and discovered many rituals that we may begin to practice to enhance and awaken our natural gift of inner knowing, which aids us in making decisions and choices that can create a happy, healthy, positive life journey. As Teresa writes, trouble is many of us don't know how to recognize when our intuition is speaking to us, as we so often confuse it with the voices of fear or wishful thinking. We also tend to assume intuition is spontaneous and outside our control. To some extent, that is true. Intuition is like a wild bird. It isn't meant to be caged, but just as a bird can be trained to fly to you and eat out of your hand, it is possible to not only recognize when your intuition is speaking, but also to harness it through the power of ritual. Teresa and I would hope you begin to discover and use your God-given, divinely inspired key to your inner life and wisdom, and that is your intuition, as a way to know how to maneuver yourself through this physical world with greater efficacy and to inspire and manifest your best life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to and learn about the world of metaphysics, quantum physics, science, spirituality, energy medicine, the universal force of being, and all things that empower us to achieve a positive, productive, happy life journey. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.